Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's another day where the Jared introduces something new, something, you know, it's something you didn't know you need, but we are presenting it to you so that you know you actually need it. And this segment is going to be called
The Jared Stories. We put out. Sorry.
No, you hang up.
We put out a call on our Instagram asking you guys to send all your crazy stories, confessions, relationship drama, whatever you just want to confess. This is the Father's Chamber. And we are willing to accept all your confessions and we'll do it anonymously. Ben. What else is happening in the Jared circuit?
So there's so much happening. As you've heard, my name is Ben Psycho, and I'm happy to be at the Jared Story segment. Now, the Jared are doing so much. Like, today is Wednesday. Tomorrow, we'll be at Mount Kenya University.
Mount Kenya?
Mount Kenya.
University.
Mount Kenya. Mount Kenya. We'll be in Theka Theka 237. Yeah. We're going to be having our first Jared Campus Tour there. It's going to be happening at
Indoor Arena. From 1 to 5.
Yeah, and it's totally free of charge. But if you want to show up, there's something small that we require from you. And that's that you have to register on the link that's going to be provided in the description box. So that's the only way to tap it. I'm a bouncer.
Yeah, and then on Friday, I could have a bouncer. And then on Friday, we will be at Moi LD. The flights are booked. What time will we be setting in LD at Aujui?
What time will we be doing what?
Be landing, sorry.
I think by 7 we'll be there.
Yes, we'll be there.
Yes,
so just ready for LD peeps. We'll get on stage at 12. So please make sure you are at the student center by 12. So that's when the show starts. Yeah.
This is going to be big because this is the first time that the Jared podcast is flying the whole gang to another county.
How has that been? How's that experience been for you, sir?
Oh, you see me, I'm all about people growing and I'm all about people experiencing what, because it's a family. You see, Jared is a family. If one
you
person,
you know those toxic workplaces, you know, one, a toxic workplace, if they say they're a family.
Yeah, and they start with a verse. They're like, okay. So if one person is experiencing something, like a plane, all of them have to experience a plane.
So if talent experiences a plane, even?
Everybody has to go by Ndege. We're all equal. So it's going to be heavy. It's going to be mad. This is the first time that we're going to be in Eldoret. So please show up, guys.
And just like MKU, all you have to do is register. The link is in the description box. Something else that's happening this Wednesday, a Kenyan love language in partnership with Dairyland. They've rebranded Wameoga na Wamerudi Soko.
Yes, sir.
And in partnership, we are celebrating their all new look chocolates. We have them all here.
Have them right here.
Yes.
Different
salted caramel. And so the idea between a Kenyan love language, the idea behind a Kenyan love language. Hey, unafanya kazi poa ya kuonyeshana nikiongea.
Milan would be so proud of me.
The whole idea is we want to celebrate how we as Kenyans show love. And so as a Joyride, we've developed 5 love language personalities inspired by the chocolates that you can see here. And so every Wednesday we'll be running a quiz. So please make sure you participate. They're all fun characters inspired by some of the conversations we've had here on the Joyride with our different guests. And also we'll have giveaway hampers to some 2 lucky winners who we feel like their entries zimetuguza roho na zimetushekesha, sindio?
Yeah, and it's a lot of chocolate. I actually don't think you'll be able to finish all that chocolate if you win it as a one person. Like, you'll have to share it with all your people. It's a lot of chocolate. We have it, and we're going to be sharing with you guys. So tune into the Joyride podcast page on Instagram if you've not followed us.
Yeah. So on to today's Joyride stories.
So Joyride stories from anonymous sources. We don't know these people. Well, I don't know. We don't know who it's from. So we read the anonymous messages, we react to them, then we hear your contribution to this. If it's something that we have an answer to, we will share it. If something that you have an answer to, we will share it. I mean,
if we don't have an answer, God will help you.
We pray about it. Let's go. Not really a story, but maybe you're thinking on this. I've been with this guy since early 2002. Our relationship was...
Hey, 2002?
2022.
Oh,
so 2002. Oh, 2000. Oh, we elections.
You did 21 years ago.
Yeah, to kimba kibaki tosha. Okay. Not really a story, but maybe you're thinking on this. I've been with this guy since early 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Our relationship was okay. Got pregnant in September last year.
Congratulations.
We moved in together, though we have not officiated anything. Though we are supposed to go to his parents in December, we never even went to mine, even when I was prego. He just met mine when almost giving birth. Every time there's a topic about the baby, is like he's saying it's my fault that I put him in that position. Yes, he's supportive financially, but emotionally, I don't feel that. He's been flirting with several chicks since the time I was pregnant, and I will get him several times. He could say sorry and sometimes and sometimes doesn't. Recently, I just realized that he's been cheating with one person and they have been flirting with, and now possibly more. He never wants to talk, and if we ever talk, the whole convo would probably turn on me being the problem. So we end up having this silent treatment almost all the time. He keeps on giving me mixed signals. Sometimes he's making plans for our future while he's treating me like I shouldn't exist with him in future. I just don't know what to think and feel. 5 months postpartum now. I'm in uni, upgrading though. At least a relative is helping with that. They don't know that I got a baby. I have a small job that gets me 20K a month. I'm stuck because I don't know how I can work with a baby. Now, I'm emotionally drained and feels worse by day. Help with advice or even work. I mean, I love the fact that it started with Jorid stories where we want advice. But pia kama uneza.
Kama uko na kazi.
Kama mnahitaji cameraman. Help. I love you guys though.
Oh, wow. We love you too.
What do you think? So this lady has been with this guy. But 2022 is last year.
Sindio.
So they've just been together for 1 month and she's already...
1 year.
For 1 year and they already have a baby together. I would love to know how long they had known each other before that.
Yeah, that would be very good. So first of all, props to you that she's able to earn some income, even though it's not as much as maybe she would have wanted, or also with the cost of living, but at least you're earning your keep.
Yeah.
And that's something to pat yourself on the back. 5 months in, that must be... a lot with a newborn baby. I don't know, man.
Yeah, this is heavy. And it's the first one, eh? Maybe the third one I'll be crying. Like just come up with more, lean on your shoulder. I feel like, you know, now that the baby is here, you can't do much. But this is a tough question because it's if she feels that the guy is supporting financially, but the guy is not available emotionally. The guy is giving mixed signals. What do you guys think? If this guy is supporting her financially, but the guy is also giving her a lot of mixed signals, or one time he's cold, one time he's hot, and it's like one time he talks about that they have plans for the future, other times it's like he doesn't want. But the biggest red flag is the flirting with the other people and probably cheating, and the fact that she's already found out that the guy has somebody else on the side, I feel like that's the biggest red flag for me.
And also I think you can be a great father because it seems like the guy is providing.
Is providing
for the child. You could be a great father but a terrible partner to your significant other, but then to your child you're able to provide, probably be present. I don't think she's made mention of if he's a present dad, like emotionally.
To the baby.
Yeah. But I think if someone is flirting, someone is giving you mixed signals, someone is not ready to commit to you, it's like in big letters on the wall. The writing is on the wall.
What if you don't want your child to lose the element of both of you guys in the picture together?
I think sometimes a healthy home is more important. A healthy you as a mom is more important. And if it's draining, if a relationship is draining you,
it's terrible.
What do you guys think, Joyriders?
Yeah, let us know what you think on the comment section. This is already...
It's heavy.
It's heavy. This is heavy because there's a baby involved and it's a lot of, you know, like a baby will be involved for life.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's also another thing for you guys to, for everyone to think before, like, you get a baby with somebody. Although sometimes you can't control it, it's good to, it's good to think about the long-term plan of it.
Yeah. Who you're having babies with. Mm. But all the best to you. And I hope you get clarity and more, a better way forward, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, on to the next. You guys, on to the next joint story. My boyfriend takes my soda, anakunywa, then harudish kifuniko. Now I take my soda, nikunywa, it's flat. It's also that time of the month, then he comes to disturb me. Nastaki kusumbuliwa mkuongeleshwa. So I have to take my books and study to give him time to fall asleep. Ndiyo nilale pia mimi.
I have to?
Take my books and study to give him time to fall asleep. Ndiyo nilale pia mimi.
I don't understand that story. That story.
See, ana confess.
Aha, okay.
Boyfriend yake anakuja anachukua soda yake.
Anakunywa soda yake?
Hafuniki.
So it loses the gas.
Inakuwa flat. Nasasa it's that time of the month for her. So juu anambo, lazima aende akalale somewhere else juu sasa.
Because that's a...
Ataki kuongeleshwa na ataki kusumbuliwa. I guess wait for PMS to end, my darling.
So you, do you, what are you saying about PMS? That it can make people unreasonable? What are you... Sijelewa advice yako.
Miss, siko hapa kupeana advice, niko hapa kupeana my opinion.
No, but sio venye umepeana opinion on hapo story ya soda. So do you think small things kwa relationship, like mtu kufungwa soda na mtu ana PMS, like that can already turn into a nuclear war?
It
can already turn. Kwa sababu nataka kusikia opinion yako leo, na hii part ni, na hii part ni katiwe nipewe. I'm gonna put it on a flash disk inside our house.
But on a flash disk tutaichezea wapi?
Okay, yeah. I'm just gonna save it on a drive or me or something.
I don't know. What do you think, Ben?
I think when sometimes they're gonna come for me.
Don't Sema, do that. Don't do that. Usiende hapo. Ambia Mungu akufundishe kunyamaza.
I'm not gonna say anything, but I think if you're the guy and you're hearing this, maybe this is the time to create mzima ya soda. So that ukifungua moja na imekuwa flat, you can just
fungue ama uchalie mbaye.
Bana. I mean, it's tricky.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next story. That's funny.
Go to the next one.
I need advice. So I've been single for the longest time, and with singleness comes flirting. In the process, I found myself
flirting.
Pardon?
Flirting. Would I feel like uko Dr. Love?
Of course. Kono feel evil? Because there's no fuck someone with a deep voice, you know. So I need advice. So I've been single for the longest time, and with singleness comes flirting. In the process, I found myself in a relationship with three guys who suddenly want to settle.
First,
no, it's just, you know, when you throw your probabilities out there and all of them work, it's like kutuma CV in like three companies and they all want you, you know?
That means you're qualified.
The first guy is divorced and has one kid. The second and the third one are single and in love with me. I also want to settle down, but only with the third guy. But now I'm confused. How do I break up with the other two without hurting them? And mind you, they all think they're the only ones. None knows that I'm cheating.
Hey,
this
my
is a
dear.
Very...
It sounds like a girl.
This is a girl.
First of all, ungempea love language gani?
This is the almond and raising is which one?
Character development. We know character development.
Almond and raising.
Kula yo on us.
What do you say? One of the guys has a kid and is divorced.
Even those are non-issues. Cool.
Yeah, those are non-issues.
She
I don't know why.
She doesn't want him.
And
she doesn't want the second one. And atakawa tatu.
So I think kama watatu ndio amequalify. Apigiwe. Mbiwe a report to work on Monday with an official shot.
Think about the bachelor amepewa the rose.
Yeah.
So sorry, time to move on to
I mean, hata ukiwatch your show. Wasi kuna wasi who get disappointed. Sijai watch your show, by the way. Like,
so basi unapeana hiyo idea. So hata ukiwatch your show.
So you just watch the snippets that will come before news. But basically.
Oh, but her biggest ask is, how do I break up with the other two?
Just tell them that this is not going to work.
Ibu wambie your message at a text. Chat GPT for
now. Okay. So, hi, good morning. Hope this finds you well. I don't know. That sounds a bit too official. Eh?
Break up with mwanike your text at lafu wote chukwa uyandike.
So, So, hi, how are you doing? I hope you are, hey, I hope you are well. Nothing like that. Hi, how are you doing? I just wanted us to talk about us. And I think it's time for us to define what this is. And it's not what you think. It's going nowhere. Like, it's just falling off a cliff. Up a viewpoint. And we have no, I think basically I'm just trying to say she just needs to make it clear for the first and second person
okay.
that this is not going anywhere, because it becomes more hurtful when you lead somebody on as then eventually they find out that you're not gonna go anywhere. Plus also it's gonna hurt the third guy.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think I agree. You have to end it. You have to find the balls inside of you and break up with them. Ben, I will copy your message. Just go, just copy paste it, put it on ChatGPT. They will give you a nice breakup message.
So this statement from a River Road man, translate it to proper English. Then ChatGPT is gonna help you with the rest. But basically, we're just saying, just cut off the first two. They didn't make the cut.
Oh yeah, this other one.
Mm-hmm.
I am married to the sweetest, greatest man alive.
Wow.
Married. But before we got here, I really struggled with the fact that he was shorter than me. You know, we have just been shown that girls are always shorter than the men. I kept asking my people if I was being too superficial and everyone thought as much. I'm glad I did not pass the chance to be with him because of his height. And no, he isn't an angry short man. I love the man to bits.
That angry short man thing is always funny.
Yeah. No, this is just her confession that before she got married, she was bothered by the height.
Mm.
But, and she wondered if it was too superficial because there's that conditioning that tall, dark, and handsome.
Mm.
Tall men are it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think physical features, especially on somebody you love and you've chosen to be with, should ever be a deterrent point. If ulinishkwani kiwa skinny.
Says the guy who was looking for the prettiest girl in the room.
And that was my... That was my
physical
preference.
Attributes don't matter. Let them not be a deterrent.
Are you saying I'm fake walk?
Yeah.
You're calling me fake walk.
Yeah. But I agree with you. I agree with your fake walk side that I think physical features should not be a deterrent. I loved you when you were skinny. Look at you now. Look at you now.
I just needed to eat 3 meals a day.
It's paying off. Yeah.
Dish in a joyride. If you know, you know.
I mean, I would be so proud.
Yeah.
Move on to the next.
But was that ever a thing for you, like when you were dating, like you wouldn't date somebody who was shorter than you?
Shorter than me?
Do you ever date somebody?
If I ever thought about it.
Oh, so height has never been an issue?
I didn't actively think about it.
Yeah. So ladies, is height an issue? Like, do you care if somebody is tall or short?
I know ladies who care.
Oh, that not, the guy not has to all be ladies, tall.
Yeah.
Okay. A short man.
But I don't think it should be a deterrent, to be honest.
Yeah, I also don't think so. Yeah. I think that's just a preferential thing. I was in a relationship for 1 year, 1 month, but I broke up with a guy after I found someone who I thought was better. I interacted with this new guy for a month, going to dates and basically doing things that people did when they are courting.
But courting. Continue, sorry.
Can you stop mocking me? But he used to treat me, however. He just ghosts me, then treat me like the love of his life.
This
the
is the second
day.
Guy.
Yes. The guy, the one he left the guy for. He just ghosts me, then treat me like I'm the love of his life the next day. So I got tired with that behavior and decided to ask what the status of our relationship was. What are we? The guy said he couldn't promise anything more than a friendship. I was so heartbroken, cried for a week. I still have hopes he'll come back. The grass is not always greener.
On the other?
The grass is not always greener. Just water your side.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm a different person on this segment of the joyride. You need to watch me with your notebook.
I think Kilikuramba. So it's you've cried for how many weeks? 2 weeks?
2 weeks now. Wait, not 2 weeks.
A week.
I don't know for how long she's cried, but she's crying.
Yeah, but then now it's time to pick up your pieces. I don't think this guy is going to come back. If he said he just wants friendship.
He said he can't offer anything more than a friendship.
Yeah. Then I think you're just going to have to take what's on the table. Don't force issues.
You know, sometimes I feel like there are people who are attracted to people who reject them.
Go there.
Psychologist with an S. There are people who, when they are loved and they are accepted, they start feeling like, okay, there's no kick here.
Go deeper.
Let me connect you to their grandparents.
Go deeper.
They were fighting for independence. No, on a serious note though, there are people who like people who don't want them. And for them, it's like a kick. And sometimes it's... That could be the case here as well. Because she has a good person who loves her. But she's going for somebody who...
Doesn't want to offer anything.
Yeah. And she still has hopes that this guy will come back. I think you, in the hopes of having them come back, you also need to check yourself. Mm. Maybe you need to heal.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've not... my book is coming out.
What is it going to be called?
That's what I'm... I don't know. I don't know what to call it.
Anyway.
You?
If somebody shows you who they are and tells you what they want, believe them. Chukua your friendship, tafuta mwingine.
Okay.
Hey, Joy, right? In my early 20s, my relationship story is I keep getting guys who only want a sexual relationship. They never seem to want to go the whole way. I have never been in a relationship. How do I change this story? I would like to invite our viewers at this point to give their thoughts. How does she change? How does this joyrider change her story?
Does she need to change her story or change the other guys? Okay. Let's go slowly. She's a young, beautiful girl.
20s, yeah.
She's in her early 20s. Mm-hmm. But every guy that's hitting on her once...
Sexual.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want that at all.
Yeah, she wants something real from what she sounds.
Mm.
Yeah, and she's never been in a relationship and she wants to change that narrative.
For herself.
Mm.
That she gets somebody who doesn't want the sexual things. Okay.
Tell us, you're writing a book.
Each chapter and your bad word, I'm still talking to experts.
Thought you were the expert. I need more context to this question because I need to know where you're hanging out, where you're meeting these guys. Like, there's all this context that we need, I think, for me to be able to paint a picture of how you can change your story.
Mm.
But for now, I don't know. Are you hanging out in the right places?
Mm.
Do you keep on meeting the same people at the same places? Like, there has to be more context, I feel.
Could be that. Maybe sometimes you're also a bit... You know, there are people who are flirtatious and they just don't know it. For them, they think it's just normal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or... I don't think you can choose to control the people who are not you. So I guess you just keep on looking until you find the good guy. And this good guy is just in quotes because they might not want the sexual stuff, but they're very toxic and all that stuff. But I think it could be, I don't know, maybe eventually you'll find somebody who has the same interest as you.
Yeah. For me, I need more context.
Like what?
See, like,
I can help
no,
you.
I've just said, like, I need more context. Like, just what I said earlier, like, to understand where you're hanging out.
Okay, in school, cafeteria. Let's create a scenario, like a hypothetical scenario, so that each question is ended to waste. Let's say they meet at the school cafeterias.
See, then, like, maybe widen your circle. Like, meet guys from elsewhere.
Like, see you.
I don't know. Like, meet just maybe move out of your circle and try to meet different people.
Interesting. Hiya, let's continue with the questions. I'm trying to open my phone. So, okay. Hello. Have any of you ever been in a situation where you don't really feel like talking to your partner? I know that they've wronged you, but you really need a break from talking to them. And I've always had this problem with my partner, but my partner doesn't understand. And being that we don't live together, when he calls and I'm not in the mood to pick the calls, until when I feel like I want to pick the calls. What do you think, Wanjiru?
Have you communicated that you're not in a place to have a conversation or you're going through whatever you're going through that doesn't allow you to speak or doesn't make you feel like you want to speak? I think you communicate that I'm taking a break so that this other person is not left stranded or wondering, like, what happened to you? Did I do something wrong? Like, you're torturing them mentally. So just communicate, like, I need to take a break. This, if you'd like, maybe you could explain. I would explain, like, I'm taking a break or I need time because you have done this and this to me, or you haven't done some this and this to me, but I need for my own personal reasons, so that I don't give you the mental torture.
Do you think a timetable would help? Like, we may say we talk on Tuesdays at 3:30 all the way to 5:30.
Would it help you?
On Wednesdays? It wouldn't help me. It wouldn't help me. Because me, if I date somebody, I want to talk to them all the time. All the time. You have to block me. You have to go to the police station and get a restraining order. Like, what do you mean you need time alone? Alone with who?
These stories were going so well until you started talking. But I think.
But there are people like that. There's sometimes where you just need your own time. And it's normal. It's normal to want your own time. But I think it's something you need to talk to your partner about. Yeah. But it's probably going to go left.
Why?
People who are.
Like me, if you
attached,
told me you needed time, I would give you the time that you need, like if you communicated.
Oh. So what do I need to do? I just need to communicate.
Yeah.
That I need time.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be. To not be held against me.
Nope.
So, what do you prefer? Do you prefer I send you an email? Do I talk to you in the morning?
Just tell me when you want the time.
Alone?
Yeah.
Without you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, and that time I can put my phone on D&D.
Yeah, you can put it on voicemail.
Yeah. Together with my marriage or just me?
Next to me.
No, I genuinely feel like even if, I don't know if this is a guy or a chick, but if this is a guy and he's going to tell the chick is probably going to be dramatic about it. Do you think so? I'm just asking a question. Like, you see, Jared's stories are not just for them. They're also for me to learn, grow, and change as a person. Three things. Learn, grow, and change. So tell me.
Tagline for Jared.
Learn, grow, and change. So.
Let me go to the next Jared story.
I'm sorry, my brother. This is probably going to go south. And it's like, and I keep sharing this meme on my Instagram because I find so many of them on TikTok where this guy is playing PlayStation and the girl just calls like, hey, how are you doing? So the guy has to pause this game to talk to the girl. Like, hey, I'm fine. You? I'm okay. And then there's some silence. And then the guy's like, okay, can you talk later? So you don't want to talk to me? And then the chick hangs up. And the guy continues playing game. And then the chick calls back and like, wait, why aren't you calling me back? Anyway, I don't know. It's just funny in my head. And it's always funny when I share it on this. So I'm sorry, my brother. This is it's a lost cause. You can continue.
Can we go there?
Yeah,
thank
let's
you.
Go to the next.
Hey, let me tell you, Ben and Wanjiro. You see that weird period between you two being really good friends and you two dating?
Yeah.
So this guy has had me in that position. For 3 years. 3 years. Miakatatu. These are her words. All the while hitting on the other girls and telling me about it. What I mean by he kept me there is because once in a while in our conversations, he'd sneak in some suggestive comments. Of sorts of how we should risk it together and calls with I love you. Tell me how much he cherishes me and doesn't want to lose me. I recently just cut him off and when I gave him one final chance to be straight with me about what he wants and he kept on missing my calls or telling me he's busy when he picks up the call. And when I finally confronted him about him intentionally ignoring me, he told me that he thought that I didn't even deserve the call. Moral of the story, intentionally open your eyes because love closes them. And listen to your friends. When you start saying stuff like, but you don't know him like I know him, girl, run. Anyway, thanks guys for the amazing job you do. I really needed this avenue. I'm healing. Props to you that you're healing. Thank you for that confession. Atta, I'm good. She doesn't need much advice.
Yeah, but by the way, it's whenever you get to a point in a relationship where you start telling people you don't know them as I know them,
can end up
you're in murky waters. Vibaya? You're in murky waters.
Yeah.
Yo, for that guy, man.
I didn't even deserve the call. But okay. Moral of the story: open your eyes because
love will close them. Wow. That's a good point.
Huyo ni msemi.
Huyo ni mtu amepitia. Unajua unaweza pitia situation utoke na methali. Like you're just churning them. Just churning proverbs.
Love language huyo msemi, bado almond and raisin.
Character development. Almond and raisin. Okay. Oh guys, I'm obsessed with my crush who has nothing to do with me. Let me start it. I'm obsessed with my crush who has nothing to do with me. I'm dating a guy we met in Kenya, but went to work in Canada. But his number disappeared from my WhatsApp. I have a good, loving ex-boyfriend. I have a guy at work. We are kissing. I'm single instead. There's so many layers to this, man. Let's go slowly. So I'm obsessed with a crush who has nothing, who wants nothing to do with me.
So we are already out.
Yeah.
Because
could be anyone. Could be like a celebrity. Could be Chris Brown. Could be
Lewis. Anyone.
Could be Lewis Hamilton. Wait, yeah. I'm not the one who sent this question. Could be Lewis. So that one is outside. But who wants to do with me? I'm dating a guy we met in Kenya. But I went to work to Canada and his number disappeared from
WhatsApp. What do you mean you're dating? You lost there.
Like you don't even talk anymore. What do you mean? Like that's a bit awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But his number disappeared from my WhatsApp. I have a good loving ex-boyfriend. So the current one that she has, amepoteza namba yake. But the previous one was good and loving.
Yeah.
I have a guy at work. We are kissing. I'm single and stressed. Can you tell me 5 marks? Tell me who's toxic here. Tell me who's toxic. Is it the crush?
I'm single and stressed.
Yeah, not just single. I'm stressed.
Because isn't it like problems?
Wewe mwenyewe.
Like, you have no business finding all these problems for yourself.
So I'm single and stressed. There's somebody who is toxic here. It's not the crush.
Because we are.
It's not the guy who number yake ilipotea. Na maybe I'll end one of these events.
Lakini, simu ikaenda. Kama ulikuwa na date, munu yu msia jam text. At least I get number yake.
Okay, that's a good question. So there's also somebody else who's toxic here.
Like,
ama kuna, like I don't think they were ever, I don't even think that's dating.
If you're dating, this guy could have texted you na ungepata number.
Yeah. And then there is the ex-boyfriend who's loving.
So then why did you break up?
Yeah. And then there's also this guy at the office, the work husbands, as they're called.
Yeah.
Wow, guys. Thank you so much for your Jared stories.
Give them whatever.
Give them what?
Kenyan love language.
So, for this last one.
Mm. Badu almond and raising.
Almond and raising is getting so.
I would actually give her kuoga na kurudi soko.
She's single and stressed.
No, like ikiisha na uyu quickly onto the next.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Quickly
onto
the next.
Kuoga na kurudi soko was
real white chocolate. I would actually give her kuoga na kurudi soko.
There. But anyway, thank you guys for sending in your stories. We're going to leave a link in the description box below. Let us know what you think about some of these questions, opinions, or stories. Let us give you a comment in the comment section below. Please, we're on our road to 100,000 subscribers. Make sure you subscribe, hit that like button, share. And yeah, my name is Ben Psycho. Have a good one. See you tomorrow at Mount Kenya University. The other day at Moi University. It's going to be heavy.
My work is just to say bye. You've said everything. Thank
Adios.
You.